This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Alan Pollack, good to have you here with us this week. I'm sorry we're pushing things along a little bit. If you're feeling a little rushed, Alan, it's only because we're trying to get through the first half of this podcast. So we have a full half hour with Casey Crawford a little bit later on. So what you got for us, man?
Oh, not much. Good to be back. And thanks for the great introduction, as always. So a couple quick things today. Navy Federal just launched their digital mortgage platform. They're calling it Home Squad. And they're saying they want to make their Home Squad team the center of your home financing journey. And of course, it focuses on the things we say that we always forget, the simple things that borrowers still want, which is a checklist, track their status, receive notifications, link to key financial accounts, right? This all sounds familiar, and upload tax returns, right, pay stubs, and other key documents. So still keeping it simple, but it's about experience, and we'll continue to hear more about these. So good job for Blend for putting that together. Then I found this really interesting article. I'm not going to get into it today. I think we need to dive deeper, but I just want to mention it. And if you've already read it, raise your hand. It is Lending Algorithms Discriminate, and Congress is Seeking Answers. Mm. It was in American Banker. This past week, lawmakers were taking a closer look at whether algorithms used by banks and fintechs to make lending decisions could make discrimination worse instead of better. And one of the questions that a congressman had raised was, how can we be sure that artificial intelligence and underwriting models are not biased? So check that out. I'll take a deeper dive as well. We'll talk maybe about that next week. Then I also wanted to mention that HSBC also launched their digital mortgage solution with Roostify. It's funny, David, I was talking to somebody last week, maybe it was you, I don't remember. Somebody mentioned that there's X percentage, like a year ago, of lenders and lending institutions that now have some type of updated or new customer experience. There's a percentage of them that are sort of wishy-washy. They're not sure what they want to do. And then there's a percentage that just haven't done anything. But the percentage that haven't done anything is shrinking. It's getting smaller and smaller. So I'll also try and maybe you have some info. Let's chat. I'd love to share some of that with our listeners to figure that piece out. Spirit of Casey being here today, I wanted to talk about culture of technology. You know, Casey has done just an amazing job at building a culture really around every aspect of his business. I wouldn't say just technology, but that's my favorite part about it. So I did some research and I found, you know, there is there's a website out there, it's called Digital Adoption, and they reference a lot, like McKinsey and many others, American Bankers reference. They do a really good job of bringing some articles together. And so I wanted to just talk about this one for just a couple quick minutes. What it is, you know, when you come to digital transformation, culture should come first. And unfortunately, so many organizations today, they put culture last, right? They just say, hey, we got to be here. We have to do this. Make it happen. Tell me when it's done, or tell me when we have a problem. And, you know, a lot of people will confuse digital transformation with technology adaption, but transformation is really much wider in scope. And so there's a couple of major points. And when you think of the product management aspect of putting technology in market, these are really important. It's technology, it's business process, it's revenue model. Yes, even if you're a lender, what is the revenue and the cost-based model? And Andy, I know your ears are ringing right now. Strategic priorities, compliance, and culture. And so when you take a look at all those different components, how do you really focus transformation in those different areas? It's not just about implementing a new technology solution. And so you think about, you know, what wins? How do we overcome this challenge? As an organization, you know, how do we actively invest in this innovation? And there's a couple points. I only took out two of them that I wanted to talk about. The first one is we need to be human focused. We need to think about, you know, we are discussing a digital transformation. There's going to be a new culture, a new technology, but humans still run things, right? And so what we can do is we can sort of move our efforts. We can focus on customer experience. We can look to make better products and better services. We can build that excellent internal employee experience from the onboarding of new customers and look at our assets of loans and then all the way into the training and even the physical work environment. And then use data and feedback and analytics to make good decisioning power. And then on top of that, it's becoming data-centric, being able to use data to make decisions and being able to sort of share that data, help leadership be engaged with the data and use that data to champion decisions and to champion what this article calls a data revolution. So I can provide the link. Fantastic article. It's very long. It's all about how to transform. And looking forward to hearing all about Movement Mortgage today.
I am too. I'm looking forward to it. Appreciate that much.
You just heard an audio clip from Lickin' on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex, Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank. So good to have them as our newest sponsor. The MBA, Lenders One, and the Mortgage Collaborative, the two co-ops in our advertising group, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard.